This is Akashvani. The news read by Neena Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold discussions on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. These include shipbuilding, trade, investments, AI, semiconductors, critical and emerging technologies, people-to-people connect, and cultural exchanges. President Lee Jae-myung will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met South Korean President in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar lauded the South Korean President's commitment to deepen bilateral relations across multiple domains. South Korean President arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. India and the US will resume in-person negotiations on their proposed bilateral trade agreement from today, with a senior Indian delegation traveling to Washington for a three-day round of talks aimed at recalibrating the framework amid shifting global tariff dynamics. The meeting will mark the first face-to-face engagement between the two sides in nearly 4 months, during which discussions continued virtually. The Indian team, led by Chief Negotiator Darpan Jain, will include officials from the Commerce, Customs and External Affairs Ministries. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will travel to Nuwara Eliya today on the second day of his official visit to Sri Lanka, underscoring India's deepening development partnership and sustained outreach to grassroots communities. During the visit, he will tour India-backed housing project sites and engage directly with members of the Indian origin Tamil community, signalling New Delhi's continued commitment to their welfare and long-term socio-economic advancement. Yesterday, the Vice President held wide-ranging talks with President Anuragha Dissanayake and Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya, reaffirming shared priorities in bilateral cooperation. He also addressed the Indian origin community, announcing a significant expansion of the OCI scheme. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States, directly contradicting President Donald Trump, who said American negotiators would arrive in Pakistan tonight for negotiations. Iran's official news agency IRNA cited Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions, and the ongoing naval blockade as reasons for the refusal, describing the blockade as a breach of ceasefire conditions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has also closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission and follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. A report.
United States President Donald Trump accused Iran of serious violation of the ceasefire, but struck a cautiously optimistic tone about the possibility of an eventual deal. He warned, however, that an agreement would come one way or another, reiterating that U.S. stands ready to respond forcefully if Tehran does not comply. American forces, meanwhile, continue enforcing the naval blockade. Iranian authorities have linked the Lebanon situation directly to their broader talks with the U.S., and Tehran noted that their missiles and drone launchers are being replenished at a fast rate than before the conflict began, a pointed signal to Washington ahead of any future negotiations. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. forcibly seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship that tried to get around a naval blockade near the Strait of Hormuz yesterday, the first such interception since the blockade of Iranian ports began last week. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs, Lucknow Super Giants could only score 200 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. For Punjab Kings, Marco Jansen scalped 2 wickets, while Harshdeep Singh, Vijay Kumar Vaishak and Yuzvendra Chahal took a wicket each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.